Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are joining us for day two of our lesson, Amazing Bridges. And hey, bridges. That makes me think of a song that I used to sing when I was a kid. London Bridge is Falling Down. Do you guys want to play?
I haven't played that in years.
I know that game, but I don't know if we really have enough people.
Well, of course we do. We can get people from the studio. Hey, is anybody out there who wants to play?
Excellent.
Okay. Here
right,
we go.
Well.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady.
Oh, hey.
That's not a lady.
Oh, yeah, that's not a lady.
We should do this again.
Okay, one more time.
All right.
We'll try again.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady.
Ah. Oh.
That's the one we want.
I was right. Thank
Good.
You.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you all.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All our guest stars.
Great job, you guys.
Oh, well, that was a lot of fun. I miss playing these games about bridges, and maybe we should start learning some more about bridges.
Well, yeah, we do have a lot more to learn. Let's do that right now. Open your magazine, and we'll get started with the first reading for today.
Amazing Bridges. Different roles. Bridges do many things in addition to spanning obstacles. The Kaju Bridge in Esfahan, Iran, illustrates some of the roles bridges play. Built around 1650, the bridge's graceful arches have provided people with a shady meeting place for hundreds of years. In the middle of the bridge sits an octagonal pavilion with an art gallery. It also acts as a dam. By blocking the flow of the Zayanda River, the bridge provides water for gardens on its upstream side. Steps along its downstream side provide locals with a place for doing laundry.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Today we are on day two of our innovation article on bridges. Before we learn some more fascinating information, let's look at our key words. Obstacle. Obstacle is a noun. That high wall will be the most difficult obstacle to climb. Illustrate. Illustrate is a verb. This story illustrates what I am trying to say. Graceful. Graceful is an adjective. The graceful roof makes the building very beautiful. Prominently. Prominently is an adverb. My mother prominently displays my awards in the living room. Your more information words are octagonal. Octagonal is an adjective. Pavilion. Pavilion is a noun. What fact about bridges do you find the most interesting? Think about that as we read our article.
Well, we know that there are many kinds of bridges that do different things, so we could say that bridges have different roles. And the first sentence of this section says, bridges do many things in addition to spanning obstacles. Now, we talked about this word spanning, to cross over from one point to another, but this word obstacles is new, and it's a key word for today that we want to talk about, obstacle. How would you describe an obstacle, Carolyn?
Well, an obstacle could be something that is in the way, and a bridge usually tries to get past an obstacle, maybe a river that's difficult to cross. You build a bridge over it. It's no longer an obstacle, and it is no longer in your way, but obstacle can have many meanings, right, Gabe?
Well, that's right. I think it could be anything in your way of something that you want to do. So you could talk about the obstacles that you face in life. What is your goal? what obstacles are in the way. In studying acting, I had to think about the obstacles in the way of my character. My character had a goal. What obstacles are in his way? He has to get through those obstacles. How else could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, sometimes you might actually use obstacles to put something in the way of something, to stop something from happening, like road obstacles. If you see a road obstacle, you know that maybe that's an area that's being repaired. So they could be positive or negative in that way. Now we have another bridge that we're going to talk about. Can you read the next sentence, please, Gabe?
Yes, we see the Kaju Bridge in Esfahan, Iran, illustrates some of the roles bridges play. So this illustrates, or this kind of helps to demonstrate the different roles that bridges play. Let's take a look at that word bank word. It is illustrate. Now, if you illustrate something, usually I think of maybe someone who has illustrated a book. That means they've animated it, they've drawn pictures inside to help tell the story. But I think it could be used in other ways, right, Carolyn?
That's right. Well, here it just means that it shows. It is an example of how bridges can be used. And you could have maybe a story, but without pictures, that illustrates the importance of something. So if there is a moral to the story, then the story illustrates the importance of honesty, that moral. How else might you use this word, Nathaniel?
I think we often wear clothes that illustrate our personality. What we wear can tell you a little bit about what kind of person we are. Okay, now we learn a little bit more about this bridge in the next sentence. It says, built around 1650, the bridge's graceful arches have provided people with a shady meeting place for hundreds of years. So this is an old bridge. But there's an important word here as well, graceful. We want to look at this key word also, graceful. Graceful, I think of as being something that moves very well or that looks very beautiful. What other ways can you describe this word, or what is something that is graceful, Gabe?
Well, yeah, it's something that does not look awkward. It flows smoothly. Something is graceful. I think of a graceful dancer, someone that looks great while they're dancing on stage. I also use it in a slightly different way to talk about the way that you speak. You want to be graceful with your words. That means you make other people feel good or feel comfortable with the things that you say. You have graceful words, not mean words.
That's right. And I often think of ballet as being a very graceful form of dance. Well, if we continue on with the article, we see that in the middle of the bridge sits an octagonal pavilion with an art gallery. So that's something very unique. There aren't usually art galleries in the middle of bridges. How does it continue, Nathaniel?
Well, it also acts as a dam, which is just another role that this bridge, the Kaju Bridge in Iran, plays. As you see, it has many different roles, just though it's one bridge. Okay, what's the next sentence, Gabe?
Well, we continue. By blocking the flow of the Zayanda River, the bridge provides water for gardens on its upstream side, and steps along its downstream side provide locals with a place for doing laundry. So how does this look, Carolyn? What are we talking about here?
Well, it sounds like if you are on the bridge and you look upstream, you're looking where the water is coming from, then there's water for gardens. But if you look downstream, away from the bridge and where the water is flowing to, there are places for people to do their laundry. So you have gardens on one side and people washing their clothes on the other side of this bridge with an art gallery in the middle of it. Well, so it's a very unusual bridge.
That's right, it's unusual. It seems like quite a sight. Not just the bridge, but also everything that's going on around it. Well, we do have more to learn with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, and then we will join Michelle.
Hi, friends. There are lots of up-down word pairs in English. Surprisingly, the majority of them, like upload and download, have no relation to location.
So today, let's talk about a few that do. Hopefully, upstairs and downstairs don't require any explanation. But this one might. Uptown and downtown. Uptown could mean the northern part of a city, but it could also mean a city's upscale residential area, regardless of the location.
Likewise, downtown could mean the southern part of a city or simply the historic or central business district.
Okay, our next up-down word pair comes from sports that are played on a field, like football and rugby. Upfield and downfield.
Simply stated, upfield and downfield are opposite ends of a field, but which word you use would depend on, one, where your team is on the field, and two, whether your team is, at that moment, playing defense or offense.
Okay, we should also mention upwind and downwind. Upwind means into or against the wind, while downwind means in the same direction that the wind is blowing. An important distinction for hunters, bikers, and sailors.
有许多的英文单字会把 up 跟 down 当作字首, 而 up 跟 down 往往牵涉到 地理位置, 像今天的课文讲到 upstream 就是上游, downstream 就是下游, uptown 跟 downtown 有人直接翻译成上城跟下城, 其实 downtown 原本是指一个区域的南端, 在地图上刚好是城市的下方, 所以就叫做 downtown, 后来呢 downtown 一般就用来表示市中心的商业区或闹区, 相对的 uptown 是市区的 北端, 一般也可以指远离市中心的市郊或高级住宅区。 在一个field, 球场也可以分upfield, 前场跟downfield, 后场, 那这是要看你所在的位置跟你所用的观点是进攻那一方的还是防守那一方的。 另外upwind, 上风是指上风向的, 而downwind, 下风就是顺风的。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 obstacle 这个名词。 Obstacle 是指障碍物或者是妨碍。例如 the car hit an obstacle and rolled over. 这部车撞上了障碍物而且翻车了。如果要说明是要达到哪一个目标的障碍的话，是用to这个介系词，后面要加名词。例如 the terrible weather is the biggest obstacle to rescuing the hikers. 恶劣的天候是救援这些登山者最大的障碍。 继续我们看的是illustrate 这个动词, illustrate 是指说明或者是阐明, 例如 let me illustrate my point with this chart, 让我用这个图表来说明我的重点, 或者是 the shift in his political position was neatly illustrated by his latest speech, 他政治立场的改变可以很清楚地体现在他最近的演讲中, 他的名词是illustration, illustration, 意思是指说明或者是插图。Well,
we've been learning all about bridges, and earlier today we learned about a bridge in Iran called the Kaju Bridge over the Zayanda River. And we found out that this bridge illustrates the different roles that bridges can play. There is an art gallery on this bridge, in an octagonal pavilion, so an eight-sided building almost. There's an art gallery there. It sounds like quite a sight, something that you might want to visit. Well, it's time for us to get started with the second reading for today.
Amazing Bridges. Bridges in language and culture. Bridges also play a role in the English language. We warn people not to cross a bridge until they come to it, and not to burn their bridges. The past becomes water under the bridge. Culturally, bridges are a symbol of change. They feature in songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water and movies like The Bridge on the River Kwai. They also feature prominently in stories from around the world. From transportation to culture, bridges play important roles in our daily lives.
In this section, you see that we're not talking about actual bridges that you can cross exactly in this section, but other kinds of bridges, bridges in language and culture. So let's start this section. It says, bridges also play a role in the English language, as we see here. And the next sentence is very interesting because it has a lot of different expressions that you might not have heard before. Can you start this sentence, Carolyn?
Certainly. We see, we warn people not to cross a bridge until they come to it and not to burn their bridges. So here we have two great bridge-related phrases. The first one is not to cross a bridge until they come to it. And we do want to talk about this phrase. Gabe, can you explain what this means?
Well, if you don't cross a bridge until you come to it, that means maybe you have many things you are going to decide about, and maybe some things in the future that you need to decide. But if you worry about it now, that's not a good thing. Don't cross that bridge until you come to it. You can decide on it in the future. Don't cross the bridge right now. Cross the bridge when you come to it.
That's right. So when you actually face that problem or that situation, then you can deal with it. Don't waste time worrying about it now. And the second one in there was not to burn their bridges. Nathaniel, what does this phrase mean?
Well, don't think about it literally, but think about it maybe mostly in terms of relationships. Mm-hmm. You don't want to ruin relationships or burn the bridge between two people. You want to make sure that you're still on good terms, that your relationship is still good, even when you have to say goodbye, or there's a lot of different cases when you could use it. What might be a situation, Gabe?
Well, I have to say that I have burned my bridges in the past with people that used to be friends, and I hurt them. I accidentally burned my bridges, and we don't have a good relationship now. Have you burned your bridges? Well, I hope not. You want to try to maintain good relationships where you can go back, get in touch with somebody, and there are no hurt feelings. Everything is good. Don't burn your bridges. But Carolyn, what's the third idiom that we see here?
Yes, there is a third one. We see that the past becomes water under the bridge. And if water is going under the bridge, it's not the same water. It continues to flow, and it's different water, and it goes far, far away. So this is a really great phrase. And Nathaniel, could you use this phrase for us?
Oh, sure. Of course, it means that something has already happened. It's already passed. Mm-hmm. So maybe you did something bad to me in the past, or something that I didn't appreciate. And I was mad then, but now it's water under the bridge, it's over, I've forgiven you, and we're okay now.
That's right. So maybe you feel like you burned bridges, but the other person is forgiving. They might say it's water under the bridge. It's kind of the opposite of that first idiom, cross a bridge when you come to it. You're worried about something in the future, but here we can learn that you don't have to worry about something in the past. It's water under the bridge. While we continue in our lesson, it says, culturally, bridges are a symbol of change. And how do we continue, Nathaniel?
Well, they feature in songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water and movies like The Bridge on the River Kwai. Both of these are very famous things in at least American culture, but I think that many English speakers know of this song and this movie. Do you know this song, Carolyn?
I do know this song. It's very well known. Like a bridge over troubled water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a very nice song, and we see that bridges in our article also feature prominently in stories from around the world. So not just songs in movies, but also stories. And there is a key word here, prominently, from our word bank. And if something is prominent, then it is very important. It is a key point. Gabe, can you tell us some more about prominent?
Well, yes, you just used this word as an adverb and as an adjective. Usually I use the word as an adjective, a prominent. He's a prominent person on his campus. A lot of people like him. They need him. They listen to him. He's a prominent person, a prominent figure. Or you could also talk about a prominent person in history. Like an important president or a leader of a country, a prominent person in history. How could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, I was thinking if you tell someone directions to go somewhere, you might say something like, oh, you won't have any trouble finding it. It's a very prominent building. Mm. It sticks out. It's easy to see. Okay, moving on. Next sentence says, from transportation to culture, bridges play important roles in our daily lives. And a lot of different roles, too. And now it's time to see a review skit, after which we'll talk to Michelle in the language lab.
Wow! Bridges are really amazing.
Yeah, they come in many shapes and sizes. Some are simple, some are architectural wonders.
Bridges are also an important part of our transportation system.
Right, and in addition to spanning obstacles, bridges play other roles.
Yeah, they play a role in the English language.
Right. Huh? They do?
Sure. Sometimes people say, cross that bridge when you come to it.
Oh, yeah. That means you can deal with the situation later when it comes up.
That's right. Sometimes people warn others not to burn their bridges.
Oh, when you're crossing a bridge to something new, like a new job, don't ruin those old relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. You may need to cross back over the bridge someday.
Yeah. Oh, and how about the phrase water under the bridge?
Oh, once the water passes under a bridge, it's gone. That's just like things that happened in the past. They're like water under the bridge.
They're gone. So culturally, bridges are a symbol of change.
That's right. And they feature in songs, too.
Oh, yeah. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
And like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Hey, and don't forget Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's do that one.
Hey, wait for me!
OK, 接下来我们看的是第二小段中出现两次的 feature in 这个动词片语。feature in 在这里是指使成为主角。例如 ,the actress got famous by being featured in this popular sitcom. 这位女主角因为主演这部很受欢迎的喜剧而走红。feature 也可以当名词，意思是指特征或者是特点。例如 ,the main feature of this town is this beautiful cathedral.这座美丽的教堂是这个小镇最具特色之处。最后我们看的是 prominently 这个副词， PRO 这个字首有向前的意思，所以 prominently 是指主要的或者是显著的。例如 All the doctor's certificates were prominently displayed on the walls of the clinic. 这个大夫所有的执照都很明显的展示在医院的墙壁上。或者是 child abuse figures prominently in this report. 虐待儿童的主题是这篇报告中占有极大比重的主题。And keep watching as our lesson continues.
We've talked a lot about a lot of different kinds of bridges today that do very different things. So which one do you think was the most impressive or the most interesting, Carolyn?
Well, I really like the Magdeburg Bridge in Germany, where it's a bridge that doesn't have cars on it, but a bridge that has water on it for boats to travel. I think it's a very interesting idea to have a river over a river.
That does sound really cool. Kind of an optical illusion, like this little pen trick that I did yesterday. How very exciting. I also think about the Kaju Bridge I would like to visit.Because I think it would be fun to visit Iran as well and see what else they offer there. It does look like quite an interesting sight, too.
What bridge did you find most interesting? You can think about that. We hope you enjoyed this article and come back and see us next time on Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. don't know, but of course your mother will miss you as soon as they arrive.
The look on Becky's face told Tom that he had made a bad mistake. It could be a long time before Mrs. Thatcher discovered that Becky was not at Mrs. Harper's. They sat and watched as the last bit of candle burnt down and went out. They were in darkness. Sleep came to them while Becky was crying in Tom's arms. It seemed a very long time before either of them spoke. And then it was Tom who said,
"Shh! Did you hear that?"
They both stopped breathing and listened. There was a sound like a very far distant shout. Tom answered it at once. Then, leading Becky by the hand, he started feeling his way down the passage towards it. After a time, he listened again. Again, they heard the sound, and it seemed a little nearer.
"It's them,"
said Tom.
"They're coming. Come along, Becky. We're all right now."
They were full of joy, but they had to move slowly. The floor of the passage was uneven. It wasn't long before they came to a deep hole or drop and had to stop. Tom couldn't find the bottom. He shouted again and again, but the distant shouts were getting farther away. After a few minutes, they had gone altogether. Tom talked hopefully to Becky, but they heard nothing else, and at last they felt their way back to the spring. Time passed slowly, and now, because they were so hungry, painfully,